Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
Right, lay-bys. I've never used them, but apparently a great way to buy stuff. It's to buy stuff if you don't have enough cash outright, right?
Yes, it is, as long as you're not into instant gratification.
And
because,
I am.
Well,
I need it now.
Told you that. Yeah. So then you need to swipe the plastic and pay it off that way with interest, okay? Yeah. So with lay-by, you don't get the stuff straight away, the outfit or the piece of jewelry or the pair of shoes or whatever, but there are two very big advantages. You don't pay any interest. You pay exactly the selling price in installments.
Uh-huh.
3 months is quite usual, 6 months even. And here's the thing. You get to change your mind and cancel anytime while you're still paying it off, and the shop must refund you what you've paid in total up to that point in payments. Mine is just 1% of the purchase
price. Only 1%?
It used to be 10% before the CPA came in seven years ago, but now it's just 1%.
That's a massive change, huh?
It is a massive change, and I actually think 10% was a bit more fair to retailers, to be honest, because if I lay by a jacket now in 3 months' time in the middle of winter when everyone's now already bought their winter stuff, I say I don't want it. They have to give my money back.
Yeah.
But the point is, if you're going to do it, you have to do it legally.
And this is the Consumer Protection Act that we're talking about, so you have to follow the rules.
You have to follow it. And the problem is, though, that many retailers, predictably, who do lay by, don't do it the CPA way, either intentionally because it doesn't work for them, or financially, that is, or because they haven't actually bothered to find out what laws apply to their business. So, for example, Jonathan Naidu and his fiancée picked out a 7,500 Rand bridal outfit at Bombay Creations in Mount Edgecombe for their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sales clerk, Jonathan says, who suggested a lay-by, and it wasn't something that he initiated.
We didn't know they did lay-by. They mentioned it to us. They didn't mention any terms.
To bring you up to speed, Jonathan Naidu, he paid a bridal clothing shop 2,500 Rand in lay-by installments for a 7,500 Rand outfit before cancelling. Well, he had to cancel because he didn't have the money, at which point he was told, sorry, no refund on any of his deposits.
Yeah, pretty much that was the answer, and it's not all that unusual, I have to say.
Really?
And this despite... Yeah, really.
This despite the fact that Wendy Nola has told us over and over and over again that you can call a refund.
You can cancel
on a lay-by at any time and only have to pay 1% of what you paid on the deposit.
Exactly. That is the beauty of it. There's
so
only
even
one
even
other
I know
time.
That.
I know, because I try and do this at least once a year because I think it's important for people to know, because if you don't know, hey, Sky.
Yeah, you know what, Wendy? This whole lay-buying thing, I've never seen it in the big shops, so it's always like Uncle What's What's Boutique. And
yeah, used to be, but now gone very very mainstream, hey?
So you get it like in the stores, CNA and stuff?
CNAs, the
really?
Big retail. Yes, because a couple of things. Not everyone qualifies for credit. Some people did qualify for credit and then didn't pay and got a bad credit record.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just like the idea of lay-by because you don't pay any interest. So if you and as we've just been saying, it's the one time you get to change your mind for no particular reason. There doesn't have to be something wrong with the item. You get to say, well, with lay-by, it's not going to be anything wrong because you haven't got the item yet.
Yeah. So I want to cancel,
You just want to cancel. The only other time you can do that if there's for no reason is if it's a direct marketing deal. So someone sells you something over the phone or whatever. But then you've only got 5 business days in which to cancel, right?
But
with
this you can cancel.
I actually don't think it's a great idea for retailers because...
Yeah.
You know,
because where are you going to make your money? Because, I mean, he cancelled his 2,500 Rand, and according to CPA, he would only have had to pay 75 Rand.
He would only have had to lose 75 Rand of that 2,500. Yeah. So, I mean, if I put money down, as I said, on a jacket now, and I was going to get it in 3 months' time, if I could change my mind after 2 months, would that item even still be in stock for them, kind of thing? And now they're left with... You know, so the point is, though, if they're going to do it, they have to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
So if they think the terms aren't great for the retailer, then don't do it. So anyway, I approached the director of Bombay Creations, Devesh Ramkison, who said that he hadn't realised that the CPA stipulates how companies should do lay-bys and that a no-refund policy was not legal.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent him the relevant sections of the Act. He checked this out with KZN's Consumer Affairs Division just to make sure the journalist wasn't making it up. And then he invited Jonathan to come and to return to the store and get his refund. And he said, I won't even deduct that 1% cancellation penalty. So on Saturday, Jonathan went back and he got his money and he said it was all very pleasant. And Ramkisun has told me that the store policy on lay-bys has now been revised.
Wow.
Which is really good to know. So all good in the end. And let's hope other companies offering their customers lay-bys get the message too. Because as I've said, this has now become fairly mainstream. No one forces a company to offer lay-bys. It is not compulsory. If you choose to do it legally. Not with terms and conditions that you think are appropriate, such as no refunds. And as the consumer, before you sign a lay-by deal, ask the store about their terms and conditions. And if those include words such as no refunds and forfeit your deposit, then don't sign.